And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live each and every weekend, and we appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you're winding up your summer and you're having a great time. Man, has it been incredible, great weather where we are, and I hope it is where you have been too, and it just continues to be. These days are some of my favorite, where it's 80 during the day and like 60, 55 at night. Man, the sleeping is just incredible. And, you know, you still enjoy a beautiful, beautiful day. So I'm grateful for what we've got going. And
so you're not running the air right now?
No, not at home. Nope.
So cool at night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And cool the house down. It's only the dog there during the day. And
yeah.
And we leave the door cracked so she can get in and out anyway. So
I have kept mine on unusually. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you why. I guess just because once I got the house dehumidified, I didn't want to get it all humid again. But it's been so dry outside, that wouldn't have happened.
Yep. Yep. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably need to look at the forecast and turn that sucker off.
Right.
Because I have been more focused on being gone than being home.
Well, such is the life of Bob and Maureen. Right.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I took her. I think I talked about that, didn't I? Left her up at Crystal Lake. Or
yep. Yeah, that was last weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
Had a wonderful week then. And that's just how it's going to go for a while. I think until, you know, her business picks up and my business picks up, this is what we're going to do.
Right. Well, you know what? You're blessed you can. So that's a good thing.
Well, you just have to be really, really frugal.
Right.
And you can't do anything lavish. I mean, we can't.
Right.
No, you could.
No.
But we can't.
Right. Right. Yeah. We won't go there.
Yeah.
Right. We won't go there at all.
So anyway, wanted to talk about a couple of things that I really wanted to do a bunch of vegetables, but I thought, man, I can't turn into a vegetarian on this show. So what do I really love? Tri-tip. And I love chimichurri. So several years ago, we did the chimichurri tri-tip, and I just want to spend just a brief moment.
Resurrect it.
On how to make a chimichurri marinade. And if you've never had chimichurri, it's like people down in Venezuela, Colombia, that's big right in that part of the North Shore, the North Coast of South America. And I don't know exactly how many countries buy into it, but by the time you're into Brazil and Argentina and stuff, no, they're doing something different. So a chimichurri sauce or marinade, I guess I would call it, is pretty simple. It's got sesame seed, paprika, garlic, kosher salt, ground pepper, and then parsley and cilantro. Now, this recipe that this guy, we had this guy on the show a couple of years ago from Oregon. I can't remember his name anymore, but the one he gave us called for 2 cups of parsley and a half cup of cilantro. I go half and half because I like cilantro better than parsley. It doesn't matter. Then some red wine vinegar and some agave nectar.
Mm.
And you put all this in your food processor and you just pulse it a few times. It goes down to a slurry in, you know, 20 seconds or 30 seconds. And you've got this green, it looks like swamp water when you're done. It's like baby puke or something. It's just green mess. But you take your tri-tip.
Your description doesn't make me feel like I want to do this, Bob. Yeah.
I'll make twice as much of this as what I need, and I'll save some on the side because it tastes that good.
Okay.
And I want to bathe that tri-tip in it once I've grilled it. But I'm probably going to either grill it or I hate grilling a tri-tip. I'm typically going to smoke it or offset grill it. Indirect grill it.
Why? Does it need some time?
It does. It's, you know, they're so big.
Okay.
You ever done a tri-tip?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, yep. And I guess
it's a little bit tougher piece of meat.
You got to be careful with it.
Right. Yep. Grilling it, I think that it doesn't do it any justice, but slow cooking it tends to break it down and the connective tissue and stuff that's in there a little bit, and it'll make it a little more tender to eat.
Well, and what you can do is, and you've pointed this out before, grilling it can be nice because that tip gets done quick. Mm-hmm. That's for the chef.
Right, right. Yeah, the cook doesn't go hungry. I always get asked that. Well, are you going to eat? Don't worry about me, man.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Just standing right here. You got to taste your stuff. If you don't, you're
so
not going to get it done.
So that's chimichurri.
And so what do you marinate it in it? Do you use it as a serving sauce? Or
marinate
what do you do
it for
that?
About 4 to 6 hours.
Okay.
And then throw that piece of meat on the grill and sear it up and then move it over for indirect and then take some more of that sauce that was left over, not the marinade. Throw the marinade out, but the half you reserved or whatever you reserved, take that and just drizzle it over it every 20 minutes or so and just pound it in because my mouth's watering. I just love the taste of that. Mm-hmm. And that spice you brought me from North Carolina has a little bit of that profile. Remember that big green bottle of stuff you bought? And you said that's all this one guy uses?
Badia.
Yeah.
It's Badia Seasonal. Badia, yeah. B-O-D-I-A is the brand, and it's their seasonal, universal seasoning kind of thing. But it's I find it at ethnic markets is where I find it most. And it's a line of seasoning.
But it's a Hispanic seasoning.
Yes.
And I think it's B-A-D, isn't it?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said B-O-D.
Oh, yeah, B-A-D-I-A.
Badia.
Yep.
And it is so good.
Right.
I want to seek out La Familia or Supermercado.
You know where else has
Supermercado
it?
Or some of those places.
In our market, Family Fair carries it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Meijer doesn't, but Family Fair does.
Well, there you go.
And I don't think Sobey does yet, but we'll get him out.
Yeah, we got to get Timotry. Well, that's where I got my tri-tip.
Okay, right.
And because when you said it's a little tough, I didn't want to say anything and correct you because you're not wrong. But if you go to Sobey and you get one of those beautiful tri-tips he has, you'll find that you don't ever have to say it's tough again because he's just so fussy.
If it's cooked right.
And it's not much. Well, that goes without saying. But
right.
It's not much more money than you'd get somewhere else.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about a stuffed squash because I do the acorn ones in the fall, but they're not really stuffed. But what were you thinking when you were talking about a stuffed squash?
Well, this time of year, right? So somebody gave us a couple of zucchini that were... You didn't do that, did you?
No, I don't grow gardens.
Oh,
I just eat out of yours.
Gave us a couple of zucchini that were like billy clubs. They were, oh, goodness, must have been 4 or 5 inches around.
Yeah.
And when Maureen was up at her girlfriend's place on Crystal Lake... I just said, man, these things are going to get old if I don't do something. So I cut the end off them, and then I cut them in half. And then I took a knife, and I hollowed them out. Because when you're doing the little zucchini or the yellow squash, which she always does, she has a tool for it that looks just like a curved blade, and you put it in, and it pulls everything out.
Like an apple core or something.
Sort of, yeah. But these were so big, I put my chainsaw in there.
Right.
Yeah. Now I just put a knife in there. And then I...
So you got a tube, almost like a straw.
It is a tube, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I took some of that Parkside kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Bulk.
Yeah.
And I mixed it with the rice because I had some.
Okay.
And I was going to thaw some burger and I thought, oh, I'm going to use some of Sobey's kielbasa. And I thought, that's going to be weird. Oh, no. No, it wasn't weird at all. It was so good.
Wow.
But... Yeah, stuffed squash. It's so stinking good.
All right, coming up next, we're going to stuff a pepper and sun off a pickle. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.com.